Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
There's a bit of a vibe today amongst young people that old people are kind of annoying, they're a nuisance, they don't understand technology the way young people do. You know, they're frail, they're weak, they're not as good looking on Instagram. And it's almost like just the attitude is just go away, old person, because I'm young, I'm hip, I'm happening, and I know what's going on in the world today. Well, you know what? The Bible talks about this, and the Bible says we should live the opposite to this. We should honor the previous generations, not just our parents, but even our grandparents. My name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost, and I've got some ancient secrets today that still work in the modern world. In the Bible, chapter 5 of Genesis, we see the family tree of Noah, his genealogy, it's called. First, there was Enoch, and we know what happened to Enoch. We've done some messages on him. He walked with God, and he was so close to God that God took him, and he was no more, the Bible says. He just vanished, you know, and what a story for the family. It's like, hey, Dad, tell me about your dad again. Well, son, he loved God so much. He would spend hours with God out in the fields. He would go up onto the mountains and just pray and seek God. Sometimes he was gone all night. He just loved God. He'd wake up early in the morning. We'd see him walking and talking, and it kind of looked like he was a bit crazy because his mouth was moving, but there was no one there with him. But we knew he was talking to God. You know, this would have been the story that spread through the family of Enoch, because the Bible says Enoch had a son, and his name was Methuselah. And then Methuselah had a son, and his name was Lamech. So Lamech's grandfather was Enoch, and I believe Lamech would have heard about his granddad from his dad Methuselah. Lamech would not have remembered his granddad. He never would have met him, but he would have said, Dad, tell me about granddad again. And he would tell him the stories, how he used to seek after God and how much he loved God and how God just took him. And I believe Lamech's heart was drawn to his granddad, even though his granddad had passed away. He was drawn to the story, and he was drawn to the legacy and the example that Enoch had left, because the Bible says in Genesis chapter 5, verse 29, that when Lamech had his own son, had his own baby, it says he called his name Noah, saying, "This one will comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has cursed." And this statement says so much about Lamech. Firstly, the name Noah, it means rest. It means riposte. In other words, rest. He deliberately named his son Noah because he believed that he was going to bring rest to the earth. And again, we in the time of Noah, we see that the Bible says that the earth was filled with violence. It was filled with immorality. Women were sleeping with demonic beings. Like, it was just an ugly, crazy place. And yet the dad of Noah names him Noah and says, this guy's going to give the world rest again. Where did this come from? Lamech must have had a walk with God. He must have had a prayer life. He must have tried to imitate his granddad and continue on the family legacy. He recognized and honored and respected his granddad to walk in the same way. And I believe out of a time of prayer, he would have felt in his heart, man, this boy Noah, he's gonna bring rest to the world. He's going to bring blessing to the earth. He's going to bring peace to the earth. And so Lamech honored his granddad. Now, the Bible says in the New Testament, likewise, you younger people, submit yourself to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. That's 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. The Bible says an aspect of humility is being submitted to the elders. It says, you younger people, submit to your elders. Honor your elders. Now, what does that look like in practical terms? Well, Lamech honored his granddad. His granddad wasn't even around, but he imitated the faith of his granddad. And if you are young enough now that there are people in their 70s or 80s who are like your grandparents' generation, they may not be your actual grandparents. Maybe your grandparents didn't even walk with God. Maybe your grandparents didn't have a relationship with God, but there are spiritual grandparents in the church, in the local church. There are older men and women in their 70s and 80s who've been walking with God a long time. And I believe as young people, we can just draw on these older people, draw on their walk with God, draw on their experiences. I personally have older men in my life in their 80s, late 70s, who help me. They mentor me. I seek them out for spiritual things, even for practical things. Because if someone's in their 80s or late 70s and they've been successful, they've made good choices in business and life and in their vocation, their workplace, their family, I want to draw on that wisdom. And so I want to encourage you today, let's honor the grandparents' generation. Let's honor those people who've gone before us because they've got something deep from God. We see this in Isaac blessing Jacob. We see this in Jacob blessing his 12 sons, laying hands on them in the last moments of his life. There's a blessing in the previous generations. I want to encourage you today, tap in to what God did in the previous generations. Honor them, love them, support them, and the blessing of God will come down to your life through them.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.